The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, sitting in the dark down here in Central Texas. Man, is it dark. It's only 6 o'clock. When's the longest day of the season? Isn't that December 21st? I'm sorry? The shortest day, I'm sorry. The shortest day and the longest day is what? June 21st? Summer and winter solstice, I think they call it. At any rate, it is the 12th, 18th of December. Slow news day today, folks. Maybe this is the globalist Merry Christmas present to you. Yeah, stuff is out there churning and burning, but the angst and the chaotic fear porn has been toned down a notch. Which, I'm going to let this one speak for itself. Now, we know California is filled with fruits, nuts, and flakes, illegals, and a host of other maddening things. San Francisco once, San Francisco, what a beautiful city. Don't look out over San Francisco Bay, that little blotch out there called that island prison thing. Never mind that. But let's grow gays like we grow petunias, and they have. They're very proud of themselves. But coming out of California, I'm not gonna spoil it. But you ain't gonna believe this one.
Many of us have our heads buried in our cell phones, and if we're not communicating through social media, then we're sending text messages. This is just one reason that proposed text tax could really take its toll. If you've ever reviewed your cell phone bill, recognizing exactly what you're being charged for can be a challenge.
When hardworking Californians are already feeling taxed and feed to death, that not every idea needs a new tax to fund it. And here's a great example. The CPUC is sitting on $1 billion for this purpose.
Carl Guardino with the Silicon Valley Leadership Group is referring to the Public Purpose Program. The federal government and states put the program in place, charging customers a fee for telephone service. That money helps fund programs for the poor. This new proposal would extend the existing tax to include text messages.
I don't actually use my text messaging a lot unless I'm texting someone with an Android or something like that. So, yeah, not often. I'm not using my phone for text messaging.
The way it's written, this wouldn't be a tax for services like Apple iMessage or Facebook Messenger, but for text messages sent on your cell phone.
This is the Grinch that is stealing Christmas by stealing the tax for taxes on your phones. We can do better than this.
In a statement to ABC 7 News, the CPUC says some wireless carriers assess surcharges for texting. Other carriers don't. This proceeding seeks to clarify the rules on whether texting revenues are surchargeable or not. The CPUC says the money needs to come from somewhere. If it doesn't come in the form of a text tax, you may see higher charges elsewhere. The FCC is expected to meet today on the issue. The PUC tells me that proposal will go to vote January 10th.
On January 10th. Well, thank you very much. I'm just, isn't that just, now, it is rumored that they not only want to tax the text, but they want to go back 5 years and tax those texts as well. You know, this guy during this interview, you know, talking about being taxed and feed, as in fee, to death. You know, rather than use the opportunity of going, you know what, we've got to find a way to cut costs rather than doing these insane taxes. It's not going to happen. California is the land of the fruit, nuts, and flakes, and the streets are paved with gold for the money that they steal from, well, their population. You know, socialism is alive and well. By the way, I've got to go back. I only caught part of this. It was a documentary. And it was on television, and it was the piece about the 2008 meltdown. And I was shocked and surprised that here we are in 2018, we finally see a soft soap, We Did the Right Thing documentary. I guess that all the stars were there, George Bush, Barack Obama, and they're all being interviewed. And it's not just a microphone in your face and a public appearance type. No. These people sat down for one-on-one interviews for this documentary. And of course, you had Hank Paulson in there, Mr. Crookfinger, or crooked guy that has a bent-up finger, however you want to look at that. Tim Geithner, the renowned gang of Treasury secretaries and Citigroup people, and they went into the TARP program, the Troubled Asset Recovery Program, and all the wrangling and finagling. Of course, they didn't put Mr. Crooked Finger on the floor of Congress, going around whispering in the ears of all the Congress critters that if you don't pass the $700 billion tax bailout, or I'm sorry, bank bailout, that the country is going to go into a depression. And that was the theme, whether it was TARP or anything else. That was the theme of it. But I never quite looked at it in this regard. But here was the Mac Daddy of public socialism in your face. Now, they did a few clips of Republicans in the well of Congress griping and, you know, complaining about taxing, and you're going to tax the people to bail these irresponsible banks out, the general rhetoric that you hear. But it was interesting who was on the initial takedown. And I use that term because that's what it was. It was a fleecing or a takedown of the American taxpayer. Why? Because it's the government that doesn't have its own assets. Well, kind of, sort of it does, but no, it really doesn't. They borrow for everything. If they don't collect enough in taxes, which is a little over $1 trillion a year, I think, $1.2 trillion. I'll have to check on that figure if memory serves. But at any rate, the point is that the government is not a business, does not generate its own profits. So everything that they have to lay and collect taxes and or borrow. Well, we're into the end or borrowing and have been for a very, very long time. And of course, that's borrowing against the future credit gold stars that the future generations are going to get taxed to death to play to go out there and tax the bankers, or I'm sorry, the people, for the mistakes that the bankers made. Now that all that's perfectly clear, put it this way, it's just flat out socialism. So Hank Paulson gets in there. He's sweating and home. Oh my God, the pains, the angst that Hank Paulson went through, that several times he was having anxiety attacks, and they found him collapsed in the bathroom and he was barely breathing, and oh, the horror of it all. Now, it was highly entertaining. For anybody that didn't know what the hell happened in the 2008 meltdown, this was highly entertaining, and you could possibly walk away thinking, yeah, they did the right thing. Yes, they saved America. Now, in this, they talk about the $700 billion TARP, and then they quietly allude to, well, it was a $1 trillion bailout. And there was nothing, no supportive evidence around that, no further fact given, nothing. It's like a spoken word. It's like when the fat guy farts in the room. Nobody wants to own up to it, but everybody knows who did it. So, you know, you just grin and bear it and you just move on. Well, it was interesting to find out how George Bush was approached on this. And by the way, in this series, he made mention of the fact that, well, you know, my presidency started in crisis and it ended in crisis. 9/11 coming in and the banking crisis going out. But keep something in mind. There was somebody that was always there, lingering in the shadows or at a table talking for whatever reason, I don't know, was the young Senator Barack Obama that would be the president right after George Bush. It is almost like they knew. And they also had then Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, in there. Now, I could see why you lousy would be in there. I could see that. But Barack Obama? And there was one meeting that they actually showed the proceedings of that, John McCain, cancer-ridden John McCain, this is when he looked like a chipmunk on one side of his head. He's just in there, and he's got evil and dirty looks around the room. He's looking, staring at everybody, and he starts picking a fight with Fairy Barney Frank. Barney's dead now, isn't it? Isn't he, Mike? Barney Frank? I think he's dead. They say it's not nice to speak ill of the dead. I don't care. He's still ticking? You mean he took a licking and he's still ticking? Oh, I'm sorry. That was a Timex watch commercial, wasn't it? I'm sorry. He's only 78. He looks like he's 108. Must have been all that fast living he's done in the whorehouses he used to run in Washington, D.C. You know, Barney was a favorite guy of a lot of politicians there in one way or another, and I'll leave it at that. But here we are. So Barack Obama's in there, and Barack Obama is in there to give a plan. And how they presented this was, well, being the senior Republican in the room, that being John McCain, he was supposed to come up with his own ideas on what to do about this money crisis the country is having. Well, he didn't have one. And when he didn't have one, he started snarling and picking on people in the room. Which I have no problem with that. At least John McCain served one purpose in his illustrious career. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, Barack Obama is in there and he's going to be the president for the next 8 years. He is in on full detail of how this thing came down, the who, what, where, why, and how of it all. So he becomes our president, and here's Mr. Hope and Change, knowing full well what is facing this country. This character gets up, follow us, we have a new vision of America, we're going to change the world. Well, I think that was more alluding to his disposition of being socialist communist. I think that's what he was speaking of, because it certainly wasn't straightening out the financial mess in this country. Because under him, remember what happened? Oh, yes. Under him, we had the bail-ins. Or was it the bailout? There were so many bails going on, it's hard to keep track of them all. But he fully understood what was going on, how it was going to go down when he became president of the United States. And the austerity plan that they cooked up, that was none other than the brainchild, with a lot of collusionary help, of a one Timothy Geithner. I do believe Geithner was, what, Citibank, Mike? Boy, this has been 10 years. It's hard to remember all this stuff. At any rate, very, very interesting piece. And as I said, if you weren't aware of what really went down and how it happened, you would have came away thinking that, geez, George Bush wasn't such a bad guy. You know, he did the best that he could. I mean, look, you had the Twin Towers and him coming in and crisis there and, well, during his administration and, well, the look what happened and, you know, the banking crisis and, you know, this poor guy. And They even managed to make Hank Paulson look like more of a victim than he was the scoundrel that was helping on the inside to do all this in the first damn place. I'm sorry? Geithner worked for Kissinger and Associates, but he was connected with the banks. The Timmy the guy. I'm sorry, it was what? Managing director of Warburg Pincus. Really? Okay. Now that that's perfectly clear as mud, thank you. So, of course, in this documentary, they didn't mention, and to this day, I haven't seen a documentary yet that was produced for mainstream consumption that has ever told people exactly how much debt, how much of this mortgage did they sell and repackage and resell again, and how much of that debt is still out there floating around. Nary one single word. There have been a couple of movies that have been made about that infamous September day back in 2008. But it deals with the immediate crisis and things falling apart and how people are dealing with it and the personages and the personalities and, a whole bunch of absolute nothing except to let you know that there was a crisis going on. Never any guideline or let's follow this roadmap as to how in the hell we got here. I mean, these documentaries should be written as a detective mystery. You know, we got a problem. Let's find out. You know, let's find out the who, what, where, why, and how. But none of it's done this way. And here we sit. And they're claiming we're, gosh, it looks like the bull market is over and we might have a bear market next year. We might go into recession. We were in depression. If you want to upgrade that condition, we're in a severe recession if we're not in a depression. But let's all smile. Let's fake it till we make it, or hope something comes along. Maybe a asteroid will hit the earth and destroy everything, and we won't have to explain to anybody ever. But guess what? We don't survive either. Good. Good. But it's absolutely remarkable. And to say, ladies and gentlemen, you were the unfortunate recipient of watching the biggest ripoff ever committed by men on humankind. It's almost like an understatement. But see, none of this is being talked about. That banking crisis never happened. Just like the false flags with the gun stuff that's happened around this country this year and last. You know, just all of a sudden everybody going crazy and we need gun control and got to get rid of assault weapons. But they never go back and they never refer to any of these incidences because we walked in, looked at all the holes and filled them with salient fact going, we don't think so. So it's virtually unusable to them because they found out. Now, sometimes they're arrogant enough, we're forget the facts, we're just going to go on with our agenda and the hell with you. That sometimes works. Just ask Hillary Clinton. But hey, you know, we're all strapped for cash here. Whether they got to tax your text or text your tax, it doesn't matter. We got to do whatever we got to do what needs to get done. And that's for them to survive and the hell with you. Now, again, folks, what have I said about banks and banking? It needs to go bye-bye. We're sitting here. It's like watching an apartment fire. You know, it breaks out and you run out of the building and the fire department shows up and, well, this might be containable until half the damn building's burnt down and the other half so fire damaged it's uninhabitable. It's like watching your country burn down and you're just a bystander. There are solutions for this, but nobody is willing to step up and do it because they'd have to say what was really wrong with it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you. Couldn't get him to do it. Tried to get Mike in here to sit behind a microphone. I said, I'll go run the show. I'll sit in here and make faces and barely say something above my breath. So you got to go, huh? I can't hear you. Or just to sit in there and quietly mock me. He wouldn't do it. Well, folks, they say the last thing to leave out the door is what? Turn out the light, the party's over. Common sense, give it a name, doesn't matter. And this coming from Texas. America goes full demonic. Courts now force 6-year-old children to become transgender against their will. And I guess this is so bad it had to be covered by the EU Times. They write, wow. Just wow. Where in the heck should we even begin with this? Well, you already know what the story is going to be about from the title, but let's just get into this slowly. This is the most effed up thing I've ever seen in all the times and the places of the world ever, period. America truly is a demonic entity that needs to be wiped off the map by God himself through divine intervention, such as an asteroid or Yellowstone erupting or something. I did not read this story. And what did I mention at the top of the program today? You know, maybe we'll get hit by a meteorite. Oof. That's scary. So a sick, disgusting Texas mother, if you can even call her that, is now forcing her six-year-old boy named James to wear dresses, undergo estrogen shots, because the mother wants him to be a girl. According to the father, the boy violently refuses to wear any dresses and identifies as a boy, yells, scream, and says he wants to be a boy, but his mother is putting him up to this. And you thought you had problems during your divorce, huh? Well, the parents are obviously divorced. The most messed up thing is that this ended up in court, and the judge sided with the mother and ruled that the boy should undergo chemical castration and become a girl. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. This is how twisted and demented. It's like the Roman days where Caligula wanted his horse to become a senator. I could have said something there at the end of that, but I'll restrain for the benefit of the more sensitive in our audience. Now, I'm getting headaches even thinking about this, and it's almost impossible to find the words for this. First of all, you can never become a girl. You're born one. What they want to do is castrate the boy, underage boy, who is perfectly healthy and normal. And second, this is a minor, not even a teen, but a six-year-old child. He cannot give consent to such a thing, even if he wanted to. He's not allowed to drink alcohol until he reaches 21, drive until he's 16, marry till he's 18, but he's allowed to be castrated at 6. This is not even a law that exempts this from being allowed to children. If there isn't such a law, then it's highly illegal. If anything, just blatant child abuse. But even if there was such a law in place that would allow a six-year-old child to be castrated and turned into freaks by their parents, that law, even if it were the law, it'd still have been a demonic, hellish law. But there's not even such a law, yet these things are happening at an alarming, growing rate. And you can thank your wingnuts that claim to be, you know, the progressive types. This is where this stuff is coming from. This disease that we can because we want to. What woman in her right mind? And here's the angle I'd be taking on this one. She's got to be mentally ill. What mother would want to castrate a six-year-old boy to make a... What, she can't have any more children? Not that I would want this creature reproducing. Trust me. Something wrong in this DNA. Well, here's the ultimate nail in this little coffin. The father has reportedly been legally prohibited from talking to his son about gender and sexuality from both scientific and religious perspectives, and from seeking to dress his son in boy's clothes. Instead, he is required to offer both girls and boys clothing, although he claims that his son consistently refuses to wear dresses. Yeah. Yeah. From the innocents, from the mouths of the innocents, 6 years old, he knows what the hell he is. He noticed that the first time he took a bath. I've got an Audi and not an innie. Holy mackerel. And according to a report by the Federalist, the mother is also seeking to require him to pay for the child's visit to a transgender-affirming therapist. Which, I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek, should be lined up against the wall and shot. Immediately. I said tongue-in-cheek. A little bit more on this insanity, and this is coming from Texas, folks. It's a big state, not quite as far gone as California, but give us some time. The communist progressives that want to rip everything down. Yeah!
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So the boy's mother is allowed to live with the child and brainwash him nonstop daily, but the father isn't allowed to say a word about it. The father is now, under law, not even considered a father. He's just a random stranger who the boy gets to meet every now and then, a father being banned from talking to a son about castration. Are you telling me that Lucifer is not commanding America now? Seriously? Wow. Now, this is worse than the pre-flood world of sin, Babylon, Sodom, and Gomorrah, and the whole damn thing. At this point, what's the difference between hell itself and America? Now, James was reportedly diagnosed with a gender dysphoria by a gender transition therapist that was chosen by his mother. Here's the other bombshell, folks. Who is a pediatrician. The therapist's notes reveal that James chose to identify as a girl when in therapy sessions alone with his mother, but as the boy when he was alone in sessions with the father. Now, a dossier filled with the Dallas court says that under the skilled eyes of the therapist, the child was presented 2 pieces of paper, one with the word James and one with the word Luna, as in lunatic, I guess, and asked to pick the name he preferred. When the appointment only included his mother, James selected Luna, the name and gender he uses at his mother's home in his first grade classroom. When the appointment was only with his father, however, James pointed to the boy's name, James, not the girl's name. The boy doesn't have understanding what he prefers. If he prefers to jump off a building, should he be allowed to do so? He selected Luna when he was with his mother because that's the way she calls him 24/7 at home. You know, the boy's a minor. He doesn't even have discernment at this age, so what he wants to be. Well, according to this, yeah, I think he's already spoken. He says, I want to be a boy. Now, in their divorce proceedings, it doesn't get any better. In the divorce proceedings, the mother has charged the father with child abuse for not affirming James as a transgender, has sought restraining orders against him, is seeking to terminate his parental rights. She's also seeking to require him to pay for the child's visit to the transgender-affirming therapist. And for the transgender medical alterations, which may include hormone sterilization starting at age 8. This is America today. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, John. How are you?
Sitting here considering what gender I am.
Wait. No. The right answer was you're disturbed.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I know, right? Oh my gosh. I mean, this is like, I don't know why this has always bothered me, but I had this conversation with Keith Rogers, not last weekend, but the weekend before. And I did read up on this a little bit, and I'm like, I mean, you know, any sane person knows that this is so wrong, but I came across something I thought was really interesting. The definition of transgenderism is people who do not accept who they are, but expect others to accept what they are not. Now, I know this is a mother, unfortunately, a woman who needs help, forcing this upon her son, which is she needs some serious mental evaluation. She shouldn't even be a mother. That child should be taken away from her. But there was this guy I came across. His name is David Kopelian. He wrote 2 books. He's an author, and he went around and interviewed doctors. But he wrote a book called The Snapping of the American Mind. Well, there's a revelation, right? And The Marketing of Evil. But you know what's interesting is when I talked to Keith, he kind of enlightened me a little bit with some information that I didn't catch when I was talking to him, but he actually referred to it as there's an actual Zionist agenda regarding this issue, which I thought was really interesting. We just had too much fun on the call. I couldn't follow it. It was so much fun. But, I mean, we talked about soy and all sorts of things. But it's just amazing. And I know someone who is a female, and it's so uncomfortable to try to talk to them. I saw a video. I don't know if you know who Steven Crowder is.
Yeah, Louder.
But it's so uncomfortable.
Louder with Crowder, yeah.
Yeah, he did this. He went out. He did some, you know, he talked to some people, and, you know, you just can tell. I don't even know how. Well, I do know how, but you can look at somebody and tell that they went to a liberal college. It's amazing. But
couldn't be the pink hair or the nose rings or.
No, this is an old woman.
Oh,
and
okay.
She told him where to go.
Okay.
She told him where to go. I was like, what? But seriously, these people, they need some mental evaluation. They need some help.
Oh, but you see, no. Let's not interrupt the agenda here. Because look what they did in communist Russia when you opposed communism. They simply said you were mentally ill and locked you away. Now, this is this is what the left has been using against the right. I mean, Donald Trump's insane. His followers, the deplorables, are insane. They keep coming up with this thing that they're crazy. And from your perspective and my perspective, Rhonda, and the country's perspective and the history of this country says that these people are the ones that are out of the box and not us. They're seeking to minimize us. They're seeking to make us irrelevant while they're still weak. They're feigning strength. Never forget that.
Well, let me just say that this person, he is very wise in his words, I think. And here's what he said. Okay, you don't wish anybody to go out and kill themselves, but you do recognize when people have problems, regardless whether it's like, environmental or whatever. I mean, there's external forces, there's internal forces, all sorts of forces. But here's what he said, and I thought this was amazing what he said. So he equated, kind of in a way, he equated transgenderism to anorexia. So if you're standing next to somebody that's looking in a mirror and you know they have a problem with food and they're super, super skinny, and they go, I am so fat, and you go, yeah, you are, how long do you think they're going to live? So, I mean, I said to Keith, I said, don't confirm it. They're not going to live very long. I mean, and I had this conversation too. I mean, it's all about, it's deception. It's all about deception, really. And it's very sad when people fall into that deception.
Well, and I mean, look. We've already identified, if you're not heterosexual or you're not a lesbian, well, then you're heterosexual. You know, years ago, Rhonda, those words never came up in polite conversation, let alone conversation, period. When you were growing up, you always knew who the foo-foos were because they acted differently. They stood out. Their life's view was different. And, people would go, okay, yeah, okay, I'm moving away now. But it didn't affect people's daily lives. It wasn't in the courts. It wasn't in the schools. It wasn't being promoted by the government. And this is what I've said this all along, that, lesbianism and homosexuality has been around since mankind has been around. Run the video loop of two cavemen sitting around a fire, there's no woman there, and then just go from there. I mean, it's
or the FBI director. Go ahead.
Or the FBI director. That's right. But it's never been the norm. It's never been mainstream. What the government, what the media, what these foundations and the real Lulus out there, they're seeking to legitimize this. And this is the problem I had with the federal government weighing in on issues such as sex education in the school. None of their damn business. None of their damn business. It should have. And here was the nose and here was the nose of the camel in the tent, so to speak. Once you started that, then you just opened up the dialogue to be fair and to do this and to do that. Well, we've got to do this if they're doing that. We have rights. We're homosexuals and lesbians, and we have rights as well. And we should be able to talk about this openly and teach other people about it. My contention has been all these years that is learned experience from your environment. Mm. From your environment.
Well, yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, some people, I don't know why, how it happens, but some people fall for the deception. And it's very sad. And I know what you mean, John. Because when I grew up,
Rhonda, stop right there. Let me say this. Okay. They'll accept anything because they don't have a standard. They stand for nothing. Everything is... everything is up to debate. Everything is up for change in their lives. They have nothing. They believe in nothing. So consequently, possibility that everything goes. And this is the problem. Yeah. Oh gosh, I don't want to get too deep into this conversation, but from a theological perspective, what do we know? Well, the Bible talks about it. It says men that lay down with men, that's a no-no. Never say anything about women laying down with women, but, I think the message was sent, that way.
It's pretty clear.
Well, okay. So
absolutely.
And when you ask people about this, well, do you believe what you believe because of religious conviction or from a scientific perspective? Now, we both know that two females can't do their thing and procreate. Thank you. Neither can males. So that must be outside of what? Natural or nature's law? Absolutely. But how do we get around that? Well, we're a sentient thinking human beings, and we want it because we want it. Forget what the rest of culture and society wants. This is what we want, and this is the disease that's spreading throughout this country. I mean, can you believe this story about this Texas woman? And she's even a pediatrician, for God's sakes? The insanity?
Yeah, no, she needs some help. She needs help. I don't know what that's about. I mean, everything is environmental. It's either, you know, you take it in your body. She needs to cleanse. She needs a good cleansing.
Well, I can start with the new product that I suggested the Feminine Douche Company do. Create a thing called the Massengale Mind Douche to clear your head of all the stuff that shouldn't be there.
John, you're hilarious. Oh, my gosh, that was... I can't even say. I have no words. Anyway.
Well, I think it'd be a great product. Now, the end result, the efficacy, and the effectiveness of the product might be under question, but people would buy it like they bought Pet Rocks, for God's sake. Can you see this arguing couples or, you know, left versus right or homosexual versus straight? You know, here, have a box of Mind Douche. Go clean yourself up.
It's insanity, right? But... Seriously, what's happening?
Seriously, I'm thinking about actually doing it.
Oh, my gosh, this is insane.
I know.
But, again, I want to just, and I'll let you go after this, but the conversation I had with Keith Rogers not last weekend, but the weekend before, he enlightened me. I was like, are you serious? I didn't know that. He spoke about a Zionist agenda. You know what? I'm not going to go along to get along. I'm not going to do it.
Well,
I know.
You
God,
know.
I know that what I know, and this is what I know, is that people, they are born, I believe. And unfortunately, good Lord, unfortunately, some people are born in homes and they have a harder road to hoe, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. I can't even imagine growing up in some of these households that I hear about.
Well,
but it's unfortunate. And you know, you want everybody to succeed. You want everybody, you know, to do the right thing and to believe in the values you have. But unfortunately, with external influences, I don't think you're going to be able to reach some people.
Well,
unfortunately.
And here's the problem. Once they're programmed that way, how do you unprogram them? You can't. Now, some claim that it might be possible to do so, but once a disease has entered the body and you don't properly diagnose it or you don't come up with a procedure to eradicate it, guess what it's going to do? It's going to keep infecting, and that's the problem that we're having.
It's going to consume them. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely consume them.
It is. So
but,
here,
you know.
So here's the spiritually weakened. You know, the other day I heard something, topic of conversation was about ethics and morals and where do they come from and whether you believe in God or the Bible or anything. You know, the person admitted that, well, you know, there's got to be a standard out there. So the standard used to be in America, and I don't remember groups actively going around witch hunting looking for homosexuals to string them up or burn them. But it was something that society handled quite nicely. They were pretty much, to use a kind of a religious thing, they were shunned, pretty much. Now, that was because of their choice. They chose to live that lifestyle and obviously to let it be known. Otherwise, you know, I've met people, Rhonda, in my life that you'd have no idea that they had a predilection for the other people. They sounded, they looked normal and all of that stuff. And yeah, but... these are the people that don't have a problem. Now we enter the freak show. You know, you've heard me say this repeatedly. They don't show you gay pride parade. They don't film this, film at 11 nationwide on this little celebration that takes place every year in San Francisco. Why? Because if the country saw this, they would rebel against it. That's why. So it's cloaked or closeted, if you will. It's kept regional, and they just keep multiplying like fungus. And this, and again, the environment that they're creating, they're teaching young children, hey, looky here, there's a different way. Yeah.
Well, let me just say something real quick. If, you know...
Well, it better be quick. You know, got 15 seconds.
Okay. You know, whatever, child services or whatever. My sister had a situation where she was... Somebody called child services on her.
Now, you knew damn right well that answer wasn't going to be 15 seconds. You just took me into the hard break. You better hold on now.
Well.
You better hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. I just had to leave that go for the second stanza. Who did that song? Trooper, thank you. That's the one I told you to put in yesterday and dump that other piece of hoodie you slipped into my bumper thing there. All right, Rhonda, you got 1 minute to finish your story, and I got to move on to Robert in Northern California because he wants to talk about what I was talking about before. So go ahead and talk.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, real quick, I never had kids, so my sister kind of enlightened me on this one. So she actually had child protection, I guess, is it CPS, Child Protection Services, called on her?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you don't want those people investigating you at all.
No. Once you let them in, they're like vampires. Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
He fell off the bike, and somebody's like, oh, what pretty, and he was like 4 or 5 at the time. Oh, what pretty blue eyes you have. And you know, I think he thought, because he was so young, where'd you get that? You know, how did you basically, you know, get a scar? You know, he needed stitches around his eye because he fell off his bike. And he said, my daddy, you know, he thought they were asking where he got his pretty blue eyes from, because he did, from his daddy. And they were like, oh, his dad.
Uh-huh.
His dad abused him.
That's like blood in the water to sharks. Okay, Rhonda, I got to let you go.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Robert in Northern California. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good.
You know, I'm sitting over here in California, and I'm thinking about that text message tax.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
Well,
I'm sorry. Look, I know your previous caller kind of, you know, she was long-winded. She had a lot of points, but I'll try to make your time convenient. I don't like it. A lot of my friends don't like it. We're sitting around discussing it, and there are a lot of people here that are not happy with this.
But, you know, Robert, they have a need. They got to raise revenue because the state needs money. Now, where are the people?
Have you ever noticed that California is what they call a donator state? We're the fourth largest economy in the entire world, and we're putting more into federal taxes than we're getting back. And, you know, I know the Democrats, they have their little districts totally controlled, but you know also that I've called in before, and I can tell you that in rural California, the conservative Republicans, we do have the advantage when it comes down to the cold, hard numbers. They can go ahead and gerrymander all they want. They can go ahead and do their election ballot harvesting all they'd like.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to the cold, hard truth, there are a lot of Californians out here that are really just, we're looking at things from, well, the same perspective that you are. So please, please, if I may just beg one small favor, quit using California as an example of idiocy, because although in certain districts that very well applies, there are a lot of us out here that well, we quietly take offense to it because we know better. We're sitting out here, and this is hard. This is really difficult to be going through right now, brother.
Well, you know, and I feel for you, Robert, but you got to admit, it's the land of the fruit, nuts, and flakes compared to the rest of the country. Hell, New York doesn't even
top
you guys. Hang on, because I don't. Yes, I am, Robert. I certainly am.
I got a couple of more things to complain about.
Okay. Hopefully, it isn't about me, and it's about your political mess in California. All right, let's take top of the hour break here. We'll be back. Second hour of the National Intel Report, folks. We're stretching it today. It is a slow news day. Nobody's blowing anything up. Nobody is threatening World War III yet. But be that as it may, stay tuned. Things will change tomorrow. Second hour coming up. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.